Wise Beings Believe in Themselves. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Wise beings believe in themselves. Wise beings believe in themselves because they know that they are wise. They know that they are good. They know that everything they think, everything they do, and everything they say is beneficial. Now, a wise being, you might say, is a well-trained being, is a well-disciplined being, is a person who takes charge of themselves totally, wonderfully, beautifully, at all times, and does not allow themselves to think, I can't, I don't, I'm not. The wise person always knows that if they put a positive thought in motion for themselves, they will have a positive result. They'll have a positive effect that'll take place if they put positive emotions in force for themselves. Now, it's not always easy to put positive thoughts in motion for ourselves because, sir, there are many times in our life we're facing difficulties, we're facing not positive experiences, and that causes us to have not positive thoughts. Well, it's at moments like these, where not positive thoughts flow into our mind that we say to ourselves, I can, I will, I do, I am, and you are, and I am. You say, oh, that's too simple. Oh, that's not simple. The ability to train ourselves to always think in the positive, first person, present tense, positive, is something that we train ourselves to do. We train ourselves to do it every time we think a thought, every time we hear an idea from anyone else. Every time we plan our program for ourselves, we decide ahead of time that that program is positive. That program is good and very good. That program is the ideal for us. We look at some circumstances in life where we're facing a difficult situation. Say, for instance, you're driving your car, and all of a sudden you're on a road slick, and your car starts to spin out of control. And you say to yourself, ay, 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 ay. And then immediately, even before your car starts to spin out of control, you say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. I know the right thing to do. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And you gently tap the brake. You gently hold the steering wheel and move it in the opposite direction you're going. You gently do all these things, and you know the right thing to do, and you do the right thing. And in a moment, the car comes to a halt, going in the right direction, at the right place, without causing any undue wear and tear on the car or on you, and all is in divine order. Now you say, well, how can you believe that when you're in such a terrible situation? How can you say all is in divine order when everything's going out of order? Well, that's training. That's training. And here's another little secret that goes along with that training. When you train yourself to always say, all is in divine order, under all circumstances, under all experiences that you have, everything, all is in divine order, you will not have those experiences. You will not have experiences where you have to be so definite, all is in divine order, because you've done your homework. You prepared yourself. You have disciplined yourself to think at all times, all is in divine order. And as you discipline yourself to think all is in divine order at all times, all is in divine order. And it's just as simple, just as wonderful, just as fantastic, just as marvelous as that. It takes no more than just saying all is in divine order. Not first. As you say to yourself, all is in divine order. As you say to yourself, under all circumstances, all is in divine order. As you look at the world, and you see the world, and its fretful experience, as it may be, and you say, all is in divine order, you say, I'm being a hypocrite. Here I am looking at the world, and I'm seeing the world not in divine order. And yet I go and say, all is in divine order. How can I do that? How can I go contrary to appearances? How can I say things that are just not so? How can I do that? Well, that's what you want to train yourself. That's what you want to teach yourself. You want to teach yourself to know that all is in divine order. You want to teach yourself to know that you are master of your thinking. You are a master of your world. You are a master of your life. You are a master of everything. And you say all is in divine order. And like I said, the more you say all is in divine order, the more you will find you will not have to have these experiences take place in your life as little reminders to say all is in divine order. You read the newspapers, the news magazines, you listen to the television, you listen to the radio, you listen to the stories of what goes on in the world. And sometimes what goes on in the world is not to your liking. And so you say, oh my goodness sakes, how terrible, how terrible, how terrible. And as you say, how terrible, you empower that situation to be even more terrible, more unhappy, more ungainly. But as you watch the news broadcasts and as you read them, you say to yourself, all is in divine order. You say to yourself, I am the creator of my world, and now I'm creating my world being aware of these experiences around the world, in my community, in my family, in my work. I'm creating these experiences. Now, how do I want to create them? Do I want to create them as balance and harmony, right action? Do I want to create them as all in divine order, or do I want to create them out of order, out of balance? It's up to me. It's up to me how I'm going to think of them. It's up to me how I'm going to act toward them. Now, you and I are exactly the same. People who are living successful, happy, marvelous lives, and people who are living unsuccessful, unhappy, not marvelous lives are exactly the same. They have the same mental capacity. They have the same ability to think. They have the same ability to speak their word. They have the same ability to look at the world and see it with however they want to see it. And how are they going to see it? How are you going to see it? How am I going to see it? If I look at my world in a unconditionally loving, positive way, my world will be that way. Can I allow myself ever to say, I'm pissed off, I'm irritated, I'm unhappy? Can I allow myself to think that thought for just a moment? Can I allow somebody to piss me off, to irritate me, to shake my boat? If I ever say that, either I am a fool or I am a teacher working with somebody to see how they respond to life's experiences. Now, I'm not a fool, and I don't want to be a fool, that's for sure. And I probably shouldn't want to be a teacher either, because in being a teacher, you're often, if not always, misunderstood. Don't you know the answer, teacher? Don't you know the answer? Don't you know the answer, teacher? Why are you asking me the question? And little children don't ask that of their teacher. Naughty little children ask that of the teacher because they're trying to be obstreperous and they're trying to go against the principal. Naughty adults do the same thing. And you and I are naughty adults when we do that. Because never do we question the teacher. Never do we question the principal. Never do we question the technique. We apply it or we don't apply it. And if we apply it, then we get the instantaneous results. Is my life happy? Oh, yes. Are the things that go on in my life and affairs happy? Yes. Does everything work out just beautiful for me? Oh, yes. Can I look at my life and say, yeah, no matter what happens, I'm in divine order. No matter what happens, all is peace. No matter what happens, everything is going just wonderful for me because I say all is in divine order all the time, under all circumstances. Now, if you can say that, if I can say that and experience it, the whole world can say it and experience it. So today, I see every being on the face of the world, every being in the universe, indeed, recognizing that all is in divine order. Now, how do I see that, and why do I bother seeing everybody like that? Because this is my world, and I create everyone in my world harmonious, balanced, and in divine order right now. I create these things because that's my reality. That's who I am. That's what I am. And when I create that as my reality, then that's what I experience. I have many students who contact us and ask the question, I got a problem, what can I do? I've got a circumstance, what can I do? And I say, well, the first thing you want to do is to go and chop off their heads. The first thing you want to do is go and shoot them. First thing you want to go is just take away their ability to challenge you. Oh, I can't do that. That's stupid. Yes, it is stupid. But every time you say you got a problem, every time you say somebody else is manipulating your world, you do have a problem. And your problem is you are thinking that you don't have the power to do what is right and to bring about your highest and best. You think you don't have it. And so I shake you up with those words. You, Dr. Bartlett, you saying those things, you saying those terrible things, you say, yeah, that's mean, that's bad. Oh, it's okay for you to say it, but it's not okay for me to say it, huh? Why is it not okay for me to say it? Well, because you're always thinking good, positive, loving, uplifting thoughts. That's true. Now, you think that you're just the same as me. And when you think positive, uplifting, and good thoughts, will you have a good life? Yeah. Are you going to go around being negative? Well, it's what the appearance is. It's what I see. Well, why don't you open your eyes wider and open your heart wider and open your unconditional love wider and see the truth? With the truth transcends all those appearances. The truth looks beyond all those things that you say to yourself are not so cool. They're not so wonderful. They're not so fantastic. So how do you get around them? How do you get away from them? Wise beings believe in themselves. Are you a wise being? Have you trained yourself to be a wise being? I've trained myself to be a wise being. I've trained myself to be a wise being under all circumstances. And I look at all things in life, and I just reach out and I touch them, and they are beautiful. I don't even have to reach out and touch them except mentally. But I reach out and touch them. They're beautiful. And then other people come along who haven't reached out and touched the truth, and they see the problem still there. And they say, Herb, how can you live in such harmony and peace and love when around you is this inharmony, lack of peace and lack of love? How can you do it? Well, what is that to thee? Follow thou the teachings within you. Follow the reality within you. Follow the blessings within you. Follow the Christ within you. Follow the good within you. Yes. If we follow the good within us, if we are truly wise beings, if we are truly wise beings, we'll believe in ourselves. We won't need to look at others and say the appearance is true. We'll believe in ourselves. And as we believe in ourselves, all of the dreams, all the goals, all the desires of our heart are manifest right now. All is in divine order. All is fulfilled. All is done now. And as all is done now, nothing more needs to be done. Nothing more needs to be expressed. Nothing more needs to be encompassed in life, because all is done now. And when all is done now, then I am done now. When all is done now, then I am fulfilled now. When all is done now, then it is done. Wise beings believe in themselves. And the reason they believe in themselves is because they know that what they believe is true and good and beautiful. They know that all is in divine order. And if I can say all is in divine order, and you can say all is in divine order, and all can be in divine order, then that's what we shall say. That's what we shall do, and that's what we are. Say that in your life today, as I do in mine, 100%. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.